Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about an issue that affects all Pennsylvania businesses in a negative way. I understand that Pennsylvania businesses sit at a disadvantage compared to other businesses all across the nation, and it has to do with the Trump tax plan and some things that have been going on since that. Talk to us about the current state of where we're at and where we're going here.
Absolutely. It's probably one of the most important issues for us to take a look at relative to the new tax proposal from Donald Trump that will help businesses. And it's called bonus depreciation. And the Department of Revenue in December 23rd, 2017, passed a proclamation, Revenue Bulletin 2017-02, which basically said Pennsylvania companies and businesses, even small businesses, cannot use this bonus depreciation. To show you how bad that is, and for most people, the concept of bonus depreciation doesn't mean a lot, but it is extraordinarily important to help us remain competitive with all the other states. We are the only state in the union that does not follow the type of accelerated depreciation that all other businesses can do. So it means that any business that would consider locating in Pennsylvania would be at a tremendous disadvantage. So let me give you an equivalent so that people have a better perspective. When you buy a brand new automobile, you know the second you take it off the parking lot, it's going to drop in value. And so that drop, so say if you buy an automobile and it's $20,000 and you take it off and you drive it for 15 miles and you were to bring it back to the dealer, he might say it's now only worth 15. Well, that's what we would call depreciation. The asset is worth less, it's depreciated. The same thing holds true in business. What Pennsylvania does is we say ignore the reality of it. And let's say that you spread that investment over a period of time, maybe 5, 7, 8, 10, 12, 30 years, depending upon what it is. And as a result, what will happen is you've got assets on the books in Pennsylvania that are recorded at a much higher value than they're really worth, kind of like your automobile. Like you could go to a Kelley Blue Book and see the real value of an automobile, and you'll see it substantially lower. What my bill, House Bill 2017, is doing is repealing that Revenue Bulletin 2017-02, and it's basically saying it's incredibly important for us to make certain that we put Pennsylvania on a level playing field. You know, we're trying to get Amazon to locate here. Apple just announced that they're going to locate 20,000 new jobs. They're looking for a place to locate. And I've already gotten calls from two companies that were planning on building here in Pennsylvania. When they saw my bill, they said, if that bill doesn't pass, we're not locating in Pennsylvania. 1,500 jobs. You know, one of the things that the Independent Fiscal Office has done, and they've done a great job on, is that they've told us that we're going to lose a significant number of younger people because we're not creating jobs in the Commonwealth. My bill is a way to fix that.
Representative Ryan, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.